Deconstructing the Colosseum, teaching the Christian worldview, including how the civil government has no God-given right to operate a school system. Unfortunately, there can sometimes be contentiousness between families who homeschool their children and families who send their children to civil government schools. I encourage you to understand that this contentiousness is unnecessary. Arguing about whether to delegate your God-given duty to educate your children to the civil government is missing the point. The issue isn't one of delegation, but rather existence. The civil government school system should not exist in the first place. This is because the civil government is limited to promoting good and punishing evildoers. So, not only does the civil government not have the right to transfer wealth, they also do not have authority over someone's thinking. Of course, this includes children. The civil government has the God-given duty to facilitate actions, not thought. And so, the civil government school system should not exist in the first place. With that in mind, the issue as to whether to delegate your God-given duty to educate your children to the civil government is made moot by the civil government school system's non-existence. Meaning, if there is no civil government school system, which there should not be, then there would be no argument about whether to send a child to that civil government school system. I encourage you to seek the truth and make the discussion not about the delegation issue, but make the discussion about the civil government school system's existence. It should be abolished. I am Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition via deconstructingthecolosseum.com.